His ring is not subject to every ear. Once again I have become mad-like. Go, go, my soul, quickly fetch a chain. Except the chain of my beloved's curl, though you bring 200 chains, I will burst them.
Aha! This was the last explanation. He said, you know what, I'm crazy. Chain me.
If it's not the chain which is coming from him, I will rip it apart. There is only one chain that could chain me. The chain of that fellow who made me drunk. Because that's what happens when you fall in love. Suddenly, everything is upside down and non-understandable. Did you listen to this long paragraph, which was explanation that there is an essence here which you should somehow get lucky to have some emotion about it, to have some feeling about it, that yes, there is love. Human beings could transform to be a lover. Not that you get it, but I'm trying to tell you that if you try, it may happen. Let's go back to the story. Yes.
The wise purpose in looking at his rustic shoon and sheepskin jacket. Then let man consider from what he was created. Bring back the story of Ayaz's love, for 'tis a treasure full of mystery.
Yeah, the story of Ayaz is a treasure. That's why I make it like this. It's a treasure and it's worthy of everything. If you could get it, if you could understand what it is being in love, not loving something. Loving something is wanting something. To be in love is to be a slave, to give up everything. And that could happen. Logically, it's not understandable. Now let's talk about it. Yes.
Every day he's going into the uppermost chamber to see his rustic shoon and sheepskin jacket. Because existence produces grievous intoxication. It removes intelligence from the head and reverence from the heart. From this ambush, the same intoxication of existence waylaid 100,000 generations of old. By this existence, an Azazel was made to be Iblis, saying, why should Adam become lord over me?
Yeah, why? Do you remember the story? There is this angel named Azazel, which was a good name, and he was a good angel. And he was the closest to God. Do you remember? When God created the human being, suddenly he said, okay, everybody bow to him. Everybody bowed to the human being except Azazel. He said, excuse me, I'm from fire. He's from dirt. Why should I bow to him? Why? This is the first stuff here. Why did he do that? Why Azazel did that? You're reading this story? What was that? Just one point. Why he should be on top of me? That arrogance, that fellowship. Tafar'un. That's what it is. Why shouldn't I be at the top? He didn't. Do you remember? Right at the beginning he said, at least have one teacher. Here that one even was not tolerable for Azazel. Then he became the Iblis. The Satan means, who is Iblis? Where is Iblis? No,
not here. Here, brain is the Satan. He is sent with us here. And he is with us. He is in your brain. Your brain is the Satan. Because that's the animal. And the animal doesn't like to have a boss. So he doesn't accept the spirit. The spirit is lost. Why? Because I'm me. That ego, inflated the ego, that's with us. Yes?
I too am noble and nobly born. I am capable of receiving and ready for 100 excellences. In excellence I am inferior to none, that I should stand before my enemy to do him service. I am born of fire, he of mud. What is the position of mud compared with fire? Where was he in the period when I was the prince of the world and the glory of time?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the story of Ayamas. First you should understand this, that arrogance will transform a will change everything. Here is an angel, right? Now God has created a new one, a human being. What is he talking about? Why is he talking? Isn't he an angel? Imagine an angel is standing and God is talking. The angel should say no. Is that the relationship between the God and the angels? This silly one starts to say what? The arrogance that, first of all, this is a new one. I was something that being proud of the tradition that I had this and this was mine and I inherited this is really the cultural problem we are experiencing, all of us. Here you will say, nobody is better than me. I have been the best and I want to be the best. So he brought you an example of a wrong relationship here. This angel and the God, they are not really good connected. Then, I'm sorry, I have to read this. خلق الجان من مارج من النار وقوله تعالى في حق إبليس إنه كان من الجن الفسق. Arabic. The title, yeah, the title of paragraph even is in Arabic because it's not really understandable. Then he wants to explain what's going on here. Okay, I said, one angel said this and you say, okay, what's the rest of the story? You didn't really get it. I want to explain something, that why that fire for that Satan is the best. But is it? And so on and so on. A very long paragraph. And when it finished, another long paragraph to the meaning of this paragraph, because you didn't get it. Another paragraph to get it, then he comes back to the unity of lover and beloved again. So be ready for a couple of months. You will hear a lot of different stories about love, because Rumi hopes that somehow you will find some feeling about this non-understandable stuff, really, because it's not understandable. You will understand it only if you are Ayaz or the king, because there is no difference. For you now, there are different, right? I always say the king and the slave. At the end of the story, you understand? It's not the king and the slave. It's this guy and that guy, which are the same guy. And it should happen in you. This story, he emphasized that. I'm making up this story. I'm talking about something in you, that essence. You should pay attention to that. آن ایاز از زیرکی انگیخته پوستین و چارقش آویخته می رود هر روز در حجره خلا چارقت این از منگر در علا شاه را گفتند او را حجره ایست اندر آنجا زر و سیم و خمره ایست راه می ندهد کسی را اندر او بسته می دارد همیشه اندر او شاه فرموده عجب آن بنده را چیست خود پنهان و پوشیده زما پس اشارت کرد میری را که رو نیمه شب بکشای بندر حجرش هرچی یابی مر تو را یغماش کن سر او را بر ندیمان فاش کن با چنین اکرام و لطف بیعدد از لعیمی سیم و زر پنهان کنه می نماید او وفا و عشق و جوش وانگه او گندم نمای جو فروش هر که اندر عشق یابد زندگی کفر باشد پیش او جز بندگی نیم شب آن میر با سیم و اتمد در گشاد حجره او راه زد مشعله برکرده چندین پهلوان جانب حجره روانه شادمان چند سلطان است بر حجره زنیم هر یکی همیان زر درکش کنیم آن یکی میگفت هی چه جای زر از عقیق و لعل بود و از گوهر خاصه خاز مخزن سلطان وی است بلکه اکنون شاه را خود جان وی است چه محل دارد به پیش این عشقیق لعل و یاقوت و زمرد یا عقیق شاه را بر وی نبودی بدگمان تسخری میکرد بهر امتحان پاک میدانستش از هر فش و قل باز از وهمش همی لرزید دل که مبادا کی بود خسته شود من نخواهم که بر او خجلت رود این نکردست او وگر کردون رواست هرچی خواهد گو بکن محبوب ماست هرچی محبوبم کند من کردم او منم من او چگر در پردم باز گفتی دور از آن خوب و خسار این چنین تخلیط جاج است و خیال از عیاز این خود محال است و بعید کو یکی دریاست قعرش ناپدید هفت دریا و اندرو یک قطره جمله هستی ز موجش چهره جمله پاکی ها از آن دریا برند قطره هایش یک به یک میناگرند شاه شاهان است بلکه شاه ساز و برای چشم بد نامش عیاز چشم های نیک هم بر وی بد است از راه غیرت که حسنش بی حد است یک دهان خواهم به پهنای فلک تا بگویم وصف آن رشک ملک بر دهان یابم چنین و صد چنین تنگ آید در فقان این هنین اینقدر گر هم نگویم ای سند شیشه دل از ضعیفی بشکند شیشه دل را چنازک دیدم بهر تسکین بس قبا بدیدم من سر هر ماه سه روز ای سنم بیگمان باید که دیوانه شدم این که امروز اول سه روزه است روز پیروز است نه پیروزه است هر دلی که در غم شهر می بود دم به دم او را سر مه می بود قصه محمود و اوصاف عیاز چون شدم دیوانه رفت اکنون ز ساز زن که پیرم دید هندوستان به خواب از خراج امید بر ده شد خراب ای عیاض از رقش تو گشتم چموی مندم از قصه تو قصه من بگوی بس فسانه عشق تو خواندم به جان تو مرا کفسانه گشتستم بخوان خود تو میخوانی نه من ای مقتدا من که توبرم تو موسا وین صدا کوه بیچاره چه داند گفت چیست زن که موسا میبداند که توییست کوه میداند به قدر خیشتن اندکی دارد ز لطف روح تن تن چوست و لاب باشد ز احتساب آیتی از روح همچون آفتاب آن منجم چون نباشد چشم تیز شرط باشد مرد استرلاب ریز تا استرلابی کند از بحر او تا برد از حالت خورشید بود جان که از استرلاب جوید او سباب چقدر داند ز چرخ و آفتاب Тогава Исус